Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast, where we spotlight political figures shaping America's narrative coast to coast. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Today, we're heading to the Pacific Northwest to profile Washington Representative Suzanne DelBene, a lawmaker whose deep background in the technology industry gives her a truly unique and influential voice in Congress.
Her career path is quite different from many of her colleagues who might come from a law or lifelong political background. Tell us about her time in the tech sector before she ever ran for office.
It's a very impressive and defining part of her story. Suzanne DelBene spent over two decades as a business and technology leader. She earned her MBA from the University of Washington and went on to build a remarkable career. Most notably, she spent 12 years at Microsoft, where she rose to become the corporate vice president of the mobile communications business. She was on the front lines of the rapidly evolving tech landscape of the 1990s and 2000s. She also served as an executive at other startups and tech companies, giving her a broad perspective on everything from software development to biotech. This wasn't just a job. It was a long career that immersed her in the worlds of innovation, global competition, and data-driven decision-making, all of which heavily influence her work today.
Before she made it to Congress, she also had a significant role in state government. How did that experience bridge the gap between her private sector career and federal politics?
That's right. In 2010, she was appointed by the governor to serve as the director of the Washington State Department of Revenue. This was a critical role where she was tasked with managing the state's primary tax collection agency. It was a massive undertaking, and her focus was on making the department more efficient and customer-friendly, drawing on her business experience to streamline operations. This position gave her invaluable experience in the public sector, showing her how government works from the inside. It also gave her a deep understanding of tax policy and its real-world impact on both families and businesses, which would become incredibly relevant to her future work in Congress.
After a couple of runs for office, she was elected in 2012. In Congress, she landed a spot on a very powerful committee. Tell us about the Ways and Means Committee and her role on it.
Securing a spot on the Ways and Means Committee is a major achievement, especially for a member who hasn't been in Congress for decades. It's arguably the most powerful committee in the House because it has jurisdiction over all taxation, tariffs, international trade, and major entitlement programs like Social Security and Medicare. For DelBene, this assignment is a perfect fit. On the Trade Subcommittee, she is a leading voice for crafting international trade agreements that benefit Washington's export-driven economy, which includes everything from agriculture to aircraft to software. On the tax side, she has been a key advocate for policies like the expanded child tax credit, arguing that it's a pragmatic, effective way to reduce poverty and support working families.
Beyond that committee, she's also a leader of a very influential group within the Democratic Party. What can you tell us about the New Democrat Coalition?
She currently serves as the chair of the New Democrat Coalition, which is a caucus of over 100 centrist pro-growth Democrats in the House. It's an incredibly influential bloc that often acts as a bridge between the more progressive wing of the party and Republicans. The New Dems focus on pragmatic, common-sense solutions and championing a strong, innovation-driven economy. In her role as chair, DelBene is a central figure in shaping the policy agenda and legislative strategy for a huge portion of her party. This position amplifies her influence significantly, making her a key negotiator on major economic legislation. Her leadership there is a natural extension of her entire career, which has been focused on fostering innovation and economic opportunity.
So with that tech background and her leadership roles, what are her signature legislative issues?
Her legislative priorities are a direct reflection of her life's work. She is one of the leading figures in Congress on the issue of data privacy. She has introduced comprehensive privacy legislation that aims to create a national standard for how companies collect and use consumer data, drawing comparisons to Europe's GDPR. She is also a major advocate for expanding access to high-speed internet, arguing that broadband is essential 21st-century infrastructure. And, of course, she continues to be a champion for policies that support the tech sector and ensure the U.S. remains a global leader in innovation. She brings a level of real-world expertise to these complex issues that few in Congress can match.
That's our profile for today. Thank you for listening to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. You can find show notes for this episode and links to our sources on our website, pointedwords.com. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.